This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last week. They include warrant service attempt at Cody Law Enforcement Center. Guy in the lobby turning himself in. Disposition. Arrest made. So I wonder who's in charge of that. If like the communications people go out there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the sheriff down there. He's hanging out. He can go out there and make the arrest. So there you go. Parking problem. Canyon Avenue. RP says there's a camper parked at the above address, blocking the view to the street. It is potentially dangerous. Disposition gone on arrival. So, yeah. Oh, no, look, it's a suspicious camper, and it's been there for years. Yeah, it's gone. Oh, just when he actually calls the cops. Disturbance on 16th Street. RP advised, lots of screaming and yelling. would like an officer to check it out. Disposition. Assistance given. When a scream turns to a yell or vice versa, Russ,
yes.
You don't know what's going on. So let's see. A welfare check at Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP has not heard from her client over the past few weeks. Who knows what client that is? So.
Maybe you've been fired.
Yeah, could be. Civil standby, A Street. RP needs her things. Current resident listed below won't allow her to get them. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So that's why we have civil standbys. Yeah.
Give the person her stuff.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, Central Avenue. Truck swerving, not stopping at signs or stoplight. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So it doesn't say if they were or not. So it's. Yeah, we'll take care of it. So.
Assistance given. Here, cry on my shoulder.
Yeah. Let's see. Motor vehicle crash on 17th. GMC box truck struck a mailbox. Disposition completed. You're wondering why it was a mailbox right in the middle of the road. Huh.
That's a horrible place for a mailbox.
Intrusion holdup at fireworks factory. Employee error. Disposition, false alarm. That's. I think you probably better start looking at different employees if they work at a fireworks factory.
Well,
this guy tends to make lots of errors.
Let's hope he wasn't stepping outside for a smoke.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's yeah, he makes errors all the time, so just don't buy fireworks from him, okay?
Keep all open flames away.
Traffic complaint, Albertsons, Montana plates, gray Jeep, female driver, caused a road rage incident. Disposition, unable to assist. So, obviously, she wasn't there anymore. Did she cause it? Was she road raging?
Yeah, or something she did cause somebody else to And if you experience road rage, there's idiots on the road. It's your responsibility for your feelings.
Yeah. And then, again, remember, if you got a couple tons of metal underneath you, so not a good thing to be brandishing.
No, you don't want to be in rage mode behind the wheel.
Miscellaneous assistance, 16th Street. RP states that a male subject is sleeping in his truck. Oh, Wyoming plate, unknown balance. Disposition, assistance given. Well, if he's sleeping in the truck, he'd probably get the license plate number, couldn't you? It's not moving, hopefully, unless it is moving. Yeah, this guy's driving, but he's sleeping.
Get that man some coffee.
Yeah, and this occurring at, this is 9 o'clock at night, so he's, I guess, getting in some early winks. So, domestic, Blystein, RP says there's a possible domestic going on at this location. Disposition, assistance given. We've had those before. Mm-hmm. Remember the one in Cody where it turned out just to be amorous people in a hotel. It's a domestic. But this could be a possible one. We don't know. So,
and if your amorous activity sounds like you're fighting,
sometimes alcohol related. We don't know.
We don't know.
Let's see, traffic, animal strays, prowler on Baker Drive. RP states that his neighbors came over and said someone was outside their apartment.
Ah!
Disposition assistance given.
Well, a lot of people are outside of the apartment.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then, of course, if there is a prowler outside your apartment, first thing you should do is go talk to your neighbor.
What should I do?
Yeah, so don't call the police yourself. Have the neighbor do it, okay? So,
and then quick, post it on Facebook.
suspicious activity, Best Western Ivy Inn, disposition assistance given. I don't know what how that's suspicious. So, but they're giving somebody assistance. So, let's see, Patrol Extra at Sunset Elementary, then East Side, then Livingston Elementary. Yeah, this was on, is this on Tuesday? Yeah. When I was driving into Cody, they're right there at the 20-mile-per-hour flashing light.
Mm-hmm.
There is a City of Cody police car.
Ah.
And everybody slowed down to 20.
Weird.
I know. So, because the cop was right there. And
well, and, you know, we have the one school zone on Coulter.
Yeah.
I rarely see people slow down.
No, but well, the last time I was driving there on a school day, mm-hmm. there was a couple people that sort of hit the brakes real quick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's for people trying to go now to the middle school. It used to be to the high school and the middle school, but mm-hmm. they're crossing Coulter to get to the middle
right.
school, you know, for school. So, but the lights are pretty bright. You know, it does show you that you should slow down. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Motor vehicle crash, Holiday Inn, red SUV versus a bus. Disposition assistance given. Didn't see it. Sorry. So,
didn't see the giant yellow bus.
Yeah.
Well, that's what back when I had my Tundra. You didn't see the giant red pickup? Come on.
Traffic stop on Bighorn Avenue, cited for speeding in a school zone. Disposition, citation issued, and that is in a school zone. So you got to add maybe another zero to your ticket.
Those tickets are pricey.
That's a superintendent zone. So of the law violation on Park Avenue, RP says she has been added to a group chat and someone is posting vile photographs. Disposition. Unable to locate. So you want the cops to locate your group chatters. So
what was that address?
Yeah. Not sure which group chat it was. We're just chatting and somebody put some bad stuff up. Ready report, 8th Street. RP says there's an intoxicated female at the above location, is going to be driving home. Disposition unfounded. So this was at the bank on 8th Street. So yeah, get drunk, go do some banking.
I like to transfer some funds.
Then wake up the next day, said, "What happened to my bank account?
I put it all in T-bills. I don't even know what a T-bill is."
Disturbance, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP says there's lots of arguing coming from the apartment below. Disposition unfounded.
They were just making love.
Yeah. So this was 8 o'clock at night. I don't know. It's, you know, you could, I think at that time you're arguing over which TV program you're going to watch.
Possibly.
So
possibly.
I think that's where that pops in. Let's see. Animal stray. Boston Terrier found. Animal stray, poodle found, let's see, there was another, one arrest, probation violation, yeah, 50-year-old, yeah, judge told him to do something he didn't like.
He didn't do it.
No, didn't want to deal with that. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they're screaming about low prices, but not yelling about low prices.
They love low prices.
Yeah, so anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.